We're talking today with the 3rd District Congressman, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and Congressman with minority status for the GOP right now. You're having to make some shifts on behalf of the overall GOP conference there in the House of Representatives. Tell me about that.
Absolutely, Ron. With the smaller number of spots for Republicans on the various committees as we go from majority status to minority staff, I'm helping the team, I'm helping the underclassmen, the new members coming in, and I'll be temporarily taking a leave from the Agriculture Committee. I'll still be on Financial Services. I will be the ranking member, the senior Republican on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. But for this next couple of years, I'll be helping the team. I have a letter from the Republican leader noting that my seniority is preserved and that my space will be preserved. It's just for the next little bit, I've got to help my colleagues as we get through some challenging times here in Congress. And you know, Ron, as the member of the committee with the degree in agricultural economics, Linda and I are in the beef cattle and wheat business in Roger Mills County.
Right.
Agriculture is my first and foremost concern. It is my livelihood back home. It is the one industry that is everywhere in the 3rd District. So all the sweat and tears and battles I've gone through all the farm bills, I'll be there for the next farm bill. It's just right now, sometimes you have to help the team.
I know that you and I have talked about this position on the Science and Technology Committee. One of the things that I know you're very interested in is hoping to preserve some oversight on some of the National Weather Service and some of the things going on there that will be important, obviously, forecast modeling and the like for agriculture.
Absolutely, Ron. The three primary jurisdictions of the Science Committee are NASA, the space programs. Think about all the weather satellites we put up. It's the National Science Foundation. Ask our mutual friends at OU and OSU how important those research programs and dollars are. And, of course, the National Weather Service with its huge facility in Norman, Oklahoma, where they develop the models, they manage the programs that basically gauge weather on the short-term basis and the long-term basis. Few things are more important to not only my ag industry, but my energy folks about what's Mother Nature going to do to us tomorrow, the next day, 6 months, a year or two down the road. So I'm looking forward to those responsibilities, a brand new area. And the president is very enthusiastic about the space program, probably the most excited president since John Kennedy about this sort of stuff. So I'm looking forward to those challenges, but also ever mindful of the core industries in my district and in my state.
I guess what the one thing that the Ag Committee will be doing, based on some early comments from the new chairman, Mr. Peterson, who you've worked with obviously a whole lot, is they're going to be doing a lot of oversight. And I guess what in some cases Mr. Conaway and the Republicans left will have to be kind of defending some of the things going on at USDA.
Well, oversight is a responsibility of Congress and every administration in every way. I would suspect that my friend Chairman Peterson now will focus on what's going on, but that's okay because we have a responsibility to make sure, whether it's USDA or every other agency, that the laws are followed, that the taxpayers' resources are utilized fully and efficiently. I have tremendous personal confidence in Secretary Perdue. Undersecretary Northey, I think, is a star in the making when it comes to ag policy, but there's nothing wrong with us fulfilling our responsibilities to do all of that. And yes, both with Ranking Member, former Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member, now Chairman Peterson again, a couple of my strongest allies on these issues, I will be maintaining my day-to-day relationships with them. Because we're going to have the Oklahoma imprint on everything that goes on. That's always been my highest priority.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma's 3rd Congressional District, talking with us today from his office in our nation's capital. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.